Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. And September is AFib Awareness Month. The thing is, though, we talk about this every year, and it's a type of condition that if you know, you know, but a lot of people still are not quite sure exactly what it is and how it works. And we've actually had new research by the American Heart Association that shows that more than 60% of Americans actually had no idea of atrial fibrillation or AFib and how it affects the body. So joining us here on today's Ask the Expert is Dr. Brian Lee. He's with the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas and with Texas Health Physicians Group. Thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome, Kristen. Glad to be here.
All right, so let's just start with the basics. What is AFib?
Well, you know, it's funny that a lot of people have no idea what atrial fibrillation really is. It's where your heart beats out of rhythm and very fast and irregular. In actual layman's terms, the upper chamber is going roughly about 500 beats per minute. So there's stagnation of blood flow. And as a response, your heart beats fast and irregular, and blood clots can form because there's not much flow in the atrium. And so patients need to be aware because they can present with a stroke.
Is this one of those things that you see on TV doctor shows where they bust out the paddles and have to jolt the heart back into fibrillation?
We do that, but it's not as emergent as ventricular fibrillation. That's the bottom chamber where you're having sudden cardiac death. Here, you're very uncomfortable, you're tired, you have rapid heartbeat, you feel lots of palpitations, but surprisingly, 50% of patients have no symptoms whatsoever. So their first presentation could be that of a stroke.
My goodness, that's terrifying. I mean, how many people is this affecting every year, and who's usually most affected by this?
Well, it's a disease caused mainly by getting older, as most diseases are. And that's why we say that there's not a cure, but there are things you can do to fight Father Time and help to prevent it or to keep it from coming back. It affects 1 out of 4 Americans between 60 to 90 years of age, and the incidence will double by the year 2050.
Are there things you can do within your own lifestyle, diet, exercise, that can actually prevent the risk of AFib?
That's a great question, because the recent guidelines kind of changed their tune, emphasizing exactly what you're talking about, which is lifestyle modifications as the first step to trying to prevent AFib from coming back, such as if you're overweight, you have to lose weight. You have to exercise, especially cardiovascular exercise. You have to control your diabetes, your high blood pressure, and then watch your tobacco intake and your alcohol intake. And then lastly, the one thing that we don't think about is obstructive sleep apnea. If you have obstruction during sleep, that has to be remedied, otherwise you risk developing atrial fibrillation and other bad consequences of obstructive sleep apnea.
What about anxiety and stress? Does that also affect this type of heart issue?
Absolutely. So it's part of life, but it's like pouring gasoline onto a fire. It can be a big trigger, but you have to have the substrate, the underlying process diseased tissue that can put your heart into atrial fibrillation, but you're just adding fuel to a fire.
At what point does this require surgical intervention?
Well, you know, the emphasis with the new guideline is that rhythm control is much better than controlling the heart rate. And the emphasis is for the right patient to get you back into rhythm because the disease itself is progressive. The sooner you attack the disease, the better the outcomes and the better the prognosis. So as an example, I like to use the stages of cancer as a paradigm to exemplify the treatment and progression. We all know that if you're in stage one of cancer, you do much better than when you're in stage four where it's metastatic. Same way with atrial fibrillation. When you catch it early, it's important to attack it from all different angles, from lifestyle changes, modification your behavior, exercise, food control, and also ablation and medication to get this under control.
Is medication the first or second step getting in? I would imagine lifestyle is probably the first, and then maybe medication last resort would be any kind of surgery. Is there anything in between medicine and surgery, like any type of devices that might be able to help?
Great question, Kristen. That used to be the old thinking. Now, with all the recent data, catheter ablation is the first line treatment. It's better than medication. It improves quality of life and helps to maintain rhythm better than medication. So medication can be a stopgap, a bridge to controlling symptoms while you wait to get your ablation done. But for the right patients, ablative therapy is a much more effective therapy than antiarrhythmic medications.
What is ablation therapy?
Great question. Ablation is where it's done through an IV that's inserted in the femoral vein, and a catheter is advanced up into the heart, where using technology and 3D mapping the right atrial reconstructed in 3D, which allows navigation of the catheter and then delivering an energy to the tissue to render that tissue inert and not participate in the creation of atrial fibrillation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I find it fascinating when we have these conversations year after year about bringing awareness to different diseases or conditions such as AFib or even cancers, is that year after year, it's amazing how medical technology progresses. Where has medical technology taken us from the first, ways of treating AFib to where we are now?
Oh, that's a great, great question, because we've come a long ways. Back in the early 2000s, when we started doing AFib ablation, to now, our mapping technology has gotten so much better. But what I'm excited about is the energy that's delivered. So in the old days, we used to use something called radio frequency or heat energy, or cryo energy, which is cold energy, to either heat up the tissue or freeze the tissue to render the tissue inert. Mm-hmm. But now the excitement is that we have a new energy called pulse field ablation. It's an electrical energy that can poke holes in the cells and mm-hmm. render the cells inert.
Wow.
But what I'm excited about is that the safety. It's very heart selective, so that only heart tissues tend to absorb the energy, and the tissues around the heart will not. So it has the ultra safety, but hopefully high efficacy and high durability.
That's amazing.
It's for the first time in AFib technology that the whole society is very excited about our approach to AFib ablation. From a medication standpoint, there has been much changes. Around 2010, we had one new antiarrhythmic drug. And the problem with drug treatment is that a lot of antiarrhythmic drugs, although they're effective, they can also be proarrhythmic and carry a risk of sudden cardiac death.
Wow. Yeah, that's a side effect that you don't want to have happen when you're taking medication. At what point does artificial intelligence come into this? Does that help at all in this particular treatment?
Right now, we haven't seen the advent of AI into what we do, but where we see this technology being applied is helping us to map the heart and target the heart. So using AI, it can collect the data much faster as we're moving the catheters around inside the heart to look at the electrical activation. And hopefully we'll be at a point where AI can then say, here's the foci that you need to hit in order to render the tissues inert. We're not quite there yet, but I can see in the future how AI will help us, not only in that regard to the therapeutic treatment of AFib, but also the modifications of AFib from both a genetic standpoint and from a lifestyle standpoint, tailoring it to the individual.
So is this something like once you have it, you have to stay on treatment for the rest of your life and you're always going to be at risk for stroke or heart attack, or you can actually be cured from this?
I wouldn't use the word cure, but you can be rendered AFib free. So I'll borrow the concept from cancer.
Okay.
Once you have cancer, you're in remission.
Yeah.
And you can be in remission for the rest of your life. And so same with AFib. You can be off of medications, living a great lifestyle, but you have to keep up that lifestyle in order to keep it from coming back.
Right.
As we alluded to, this is the disease of getting older. And even though you have the ablation, the effective treatment, you're still getting older. So the risk is still there. So it's important to continue to modify your risk factors, not gain weight, exercise, eat properly in order to fight Father Time.
One last question for me. You talked several times in this chat about how the technology renders the tissues inert. What happens to those tissues? They're inert. Do they ever get removed, or are they just there?
Well, they stay. They're unable to conduct electricity. But sometimes you can have recurrence, and the recurrence means that you have regrowth of the tissue. They're able to reconnect and able to elect to conduct electrical impulses that can trigger atrial fibrillation again. So sometimes when we go back in there to remap, we see these reconnections. And so the reason why we're so excited about this new energy source that we hope that can be much more durable and longer lasting so that we can keep patients in remission much longer. But in order to attack AFib, it has to be a holistic approach. You attack it from a lifestyle standpoint, from a exercise, food standpoint, doing everything you can in order to modify all your risk factors in addition to therapeutic from both a ablative standpoint, medications if necessary, and then looking at your lifestyle in general. If you have sleep apnea, modify all your risk factors.
Amazing. Fascinating, fascinating. Was there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, so we at Texas Health, we believe strongly in the holistic approach, and we like to tailor our therapies to the individual patient, looking at all your risk factors and giving you a long-term plan that hopefully can keep you in remission for as long as possible.
Absolutely. Again, that is Dr. Brian Lee here with us on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.